Here's a simple way to stay connected on the go. Join KHQ on Facebook and Twitter and be a part of the conversation. Just like KHQ Local News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter before your next stop. Experience why more people follow KHQ Local News than any other station in the Inland Northwest. Be the first to know about breaking news, weather, and all the stories creating a social media swirl. Sign up, sound off, stay connected. KHQ Local News, right now.
Welcome to Digital Media with host John Garisco, a show inspired to help businesses understand and have a working knowledge of the latest internet marketing strategies.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. Here we are. Nice hit on the button there, Mr. Kent Adams. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us here.
You
do get what you pay for. In fact, digital media is a good start to learning how you can pay for digital ads, and you should probably call Spokane Talks Online and buy some of those ads, right, Kent?
Right.
And we can get you some more training on what buttons to hit. There you go. And so thanks for joining us. We're here, of course, talking all digital media. We're here talking about social, Google AdWords, digital display ads, targeting and retargeting. This is a growing media. We want to educate people on how transparent this media is, because we've been dealing with media for a long time, and it was a tough ways to be able to gauge and figure out if your advertising was working. So what do you do with this? Where do you start? How much do you spend? All the fingers of digital, there's just so many places you can look, and where do you look first? Right now, joining me, Becky Whitney, owner and media director for MDI Marketing. I'm also with MDI Marketing. And we're going to talk today about digital media, but before we get started, this is very important because I've been getting a lot of questions. People are running to this gold rush and just being on digital media. And Becky and I, we had talked today a little bit about ads that we're seeing on the internet, and they're not very well targeted. So if I'm online and I see an ad that has absolutely, not only does it have nothing to do with me, I even take it a step deeper and go, are they trying to reach me to buy something for my wife? Because that product has no interest to me. And in fact, it has no interest. I don't think my wife would like it. So I actually think they're doing themselves a disservice. We look at this whole thing from a standpoint of, why are you on digital? We believe you should be there, but in what level should you be there? So I'm just seeing some weird things from companies online. I think they're breaking some rules too, as well, as far as their messages that they put online. And now I want to bring Becky into the conversation. So, you know, we talk about this a lot, but what do you think are some of the biggest mistakes that companies make online when they're doing their campaigns?
Well, I think you mentioned that, John. Probably the number one mistake is to not target properly. And the first thing that you need to do is set up your goals. Mm-hmm. So it's just like any other medium that you use for marketing. You have to set up what are the particular goals. And then, like you said, you don't just throw it to digital because it's the thing to do at the moment. It has to make sense.
Right.
So that would be the first probably big mistake that companies make, is not establishing that.
Right. Well, on top of that, you know, the return, the money they spend, they really just, you know, how many times have we heard and saw people just even on the traditional side, I know I have to advertise. I mean, if I had maybe a $2 for every time I heard that, I'd have $8. But, you know, I don't think you should ever have to say that. From the standpoint of, I know I need to advertise, so let's just do something. So what we want to do today, and the main reason I brought Becky, and I think we're going to come back a couple of times, but we started off this digital media as, hey, here's the cool digital media. Here's everything that it does, and wow, it's really cool and groovy. We're not doing you a service if we don't really talk about marketing in general. And getting started with what Becky had just mentioned is, where do you start? You know, how do you get going? We don't think it's any different than any other campaign, and digital products are a media channel. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I think to strip it down is the right way to do it, and to not necessarily just rush to this new gold rush, if you will, but to talk about the other mediums that are available to you for your marketing dollars. So, you know, number one, what are your goals? Number two, everybody has a budget. So once we get those, then we can talk about targets and then mediums from there.
Okay, so we'll just do a little role play. Okay. I'll be a car dealer. So I'm coming to MDI Marketing, plug, 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 we already have a car dealer, so you can't come to us if you're a car dealer. but it is a huge industry where it probably goes through every channel of advertising because they've got the budget. So I think that's a good place to start because not everybody can afford to be in every media channel. So I'm a car dealer. So how do we start that conversation?
I think it's the same way you do with any industry, regardless of the budget that you have. And yes, they're big targets because typically they have a little bit more to spend than some. But again, it's all about, you know, moving iron for them. So it's all relevant to how many cars they can move. But, you know, we're going to do the same thing we do for any client. We're going to talk about who your demographic is. In other words, who your shopper is. What do they look like? What do they feel like? What are their habits? Where are they coming from? Are they coming from your primary market area? Are they coming from outside? You know, month to month, the seasonality, you're going to look at that and say, okay, well, we don't do as much in December or January. Maybe we need to take that down a little bit, hit the months that we're the ducks are flying, if you will. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, we're going to start just like we do with anybody else, whether it's a car dealer or an insurance company.
So what we're really saying out there, if you're, and for whatever category of business you are in, who's your customer?
Right.
I mean, start there. You know, find out, and your customer has a behavior, and the behavior listens, reads, does all sorts of different things throughout its day. My wife as a customer is holiday shopping. So, you know, what kind of marketing is reaching Katie right now as she is going to a mall, to a strip mall, to a big box store? Mm-hmm. Why did she go there? Why did she pick one over the other? This is, you know, this is market share amongst business competition. And how do you be so well branded that they think of you first? The demographics are important. Becky, talk a little bit more specifically about demographics, because that's something we do heavily at MDI, and it is important.
Well, again, I think it's extremely important, and especially when you figure out the mediums that you're going to use, because the habits for different ages are different. For instance, if you're going to reach somebody 18-34, you probably need to start online because that's they've grown up in mm-hmm. the digital world, unlike us. You need somebody 50 plus, maybe higher income, then you can still look at things like print and direct mail and you know, some of the more traditional mediums, if you will. So it's very important. You don't just go out there and shotgun approach everything and anybody and everybody, or you'll spend a lot of money quickly, and you don't necessarily need that wide a net depending on what you're trying to sell. So it is extremely important.
And I got psychographics on the mind, but I'm really looking at this from qualitative, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And I talked at a Gonzaga course one time, and I was trying to prove a point because I'm 50 years old. I have a friend who's 50 years old. That makes us males between the ages of 45 and 54. Mm-hmm. So we'd be in that demographic, correct? So what stations do we listen to? And the reason why I wanted to bring this up to this class is I like classic rock and he likes country and Western. Mm-hmm. And we don't veer too far off the mark. So if you're going to reach a 50-year-old male, and if you buy a radio station that plays typically country, you've missed me.
Right.
You know, and so I really think qualitative information is, you know, how are you going to capture more of that particular person? Am I on the right track there?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's, you know, it's all about lifestyle, if you will. It could be income levels. There's a lot of factors that go into, you know, we call it psychographics, but definitely, again, on the digital side, it's everything. It's honing in on that person's habits, mm-hmm. And likes and targeting them where they live. So it's, yes, it's like you said, you know, no two 50-year-olds are exactly the same.
Exactly. And now as we, hopefully you're following the bouncy ball, because if you're a business out there and you've downloaded this, then I really want you to go along these steps, because this very much is part of your building strategy, your, if you will, your, you know, everybody's got a business plan. Make this your marketing plan, your marketing strategy. Of, we want a lot of folks out there not just to waste their money, but to spend it the right way. And building a plan, like we started off and Becky said, you have to have some goals. What are your main goals? And that's building your comprehensive target customer. And by doing that, that's going to relate right into the digital world, and probably more so now than ever before. Because in digital land, there's more than three network TV stations.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
There's more than 30-some radio stations in a market. Hundreds of thousands of different channels are, that we can do. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how this will all relate into digital. My name is John Grisco. I'm here with Becky Whitney. This is Digital Media. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to SpokaneTalksOnline.com, Spokane and North Idaho's business and community talk station.
When it comes to adding long-lasting color to your world, let Rada Paint give you a hand. It'll be a snap with Rada Paint's quality coatings, vast color choices, and plenty of painting supplies. Visit your local Spokane Rada Paint stores today, or go online to RadaPaint.com. That's RadaPaint.com.
Rada Paint. Finish right.
Do thoughts of updating employee handbooks, developing policies, hiring and managing staff make you see red? Actually, that's a good thing, because Associated Industries is proud to announce that Red and Associates is joining our family, which means enhanced human resource services for all of our members. It's just the latest step in our mission to help every aspect of your business. Associated Industries, for the challenges you see, and the ones you don't, and the ones that make you see red. Find out more at AIIN.com.
To report unflinchingly and in-depth news, sports, and weather. 10 additional pages of entertainment every Friday in 7. Twice a week coverage of all things outdoors. At the table, on the go, in the moment, for as little as $1 a week. The Spokesman Review keeps you connected to the community whenever and wherever you choose. Your trusted partner for stories that matter for 131 years and counting. Visit spokesman.com and subscribe to the experience.
And welcome back to Digital Media. I'm John Grisco with MDI Marketing, along with Becky Whitney, also with MDI Marketing, as not only the owner, but our media director, our research guru, our analysis superwoman. So, yeah. Anything else?
Yeah,
that was it. That's all that's on the paper right now. We were talking, and I mean passionately about what Becky and I both truly want to convey is we deal with a lot of businesses and customers, and this wacky world of advertising can be an amazing draw for customers, for your business, to brand your business, or it can be a complete waste of time and money. I should say mostly a complete waste of money. If you're not doing it right, I mean, honestly, heads up, really get a, at the break, Kent and I and Becky were talking about, you know, folks that just as they do marketing and they don't really know what they're buying or what their returns are, but half of them don't even put an ad budget together to do anything because they think their products are going to pull for them. But the truth is, even if you, let's just take a personal, you have family members who know you and love you, and they're your family. If you don't call them and tell them that they're invited for dinner, they won't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And they know who you are, right?
Right.
So the whole idea behind this is, and I want to recap, is coming up with a marketing plan, a marketing strategy, setting your goals. And what we originally talked about before the break was picking up who your customer is, the demographic of the customer, qualitative information, their income levels, their, you know, are they more apt to go out to fine dining two times a month or not? All this might confuse you, but it makes perfect sense to a marketing company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And why is all that important when you put a little bow around the demographics, the psychographics? Why is that so important to either a new or an existing business?
Well, I think it's like we were talking, I guess, during the break, is that you're so close to your own product or service that you love it, you wouldn't be doing it, you're passionate about it, but you really have to convey that to your target. And the target is different. And I think that's the problem, is taking a step back, as you kind of started the program with, is the right way to do it, is stop and think about who's really coming into your store, who's really buying your services, and then conveying that to your marketing expert, because you really do need to have somebody help you. Now, it might be a media person that you have a relationship with, or an agency such as MDI Marketing, but you really need to talk to somebody that can put all that into perspective and start stripping it down and making sense of your budget.
Well, and the other thing is if I didn't know what I know today, which I still don't know a lot, but what I do know is that, and what I've learned in my short 30 years of marketing, is that sometimes it's not what you consider, because you may not be your primary customer. What you consider is, oh, TV's great. And it is. It's not bad. It's a huge reach. Mm-hmm. It's a giant footprint. On the same token, is that where you need to be? You know, sometimes you don't have to have as many listeners, eyes, or ears if they're very qualified with this research. If it is a very qualified customer and that's who you need to get to, why are you doing a shotgun approach at
it? And that's one of the things that we talk about at the agency with our clients, is you're fooling yourself if you think you can reach everyone anyway. So why are you trying, and why are you spending money going after people who may not be interested in what you have? So all media can fail, and all of it can work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Now let's talk about, okay, so you have TV, radio, print medias, of course, digital medias, and websites. Now, I hope by now everybody's got a website, but we know that not to be the case.
Right.
So if you have a business, the website, and I hate to bring this down to its most simplistic form, is you went out and got a business card. Now, if you didn't even get a business card, get out of business, okay? If you have nothing to pass out, rethink what you're doing. So in today's age, a website is a business card, but it's so much more powerful than just that business card.
That's right. Absolutely. It's a real workhorse for most people. So it's a place to start. Everyone needs to have one, is what we say, even if it's just your hours and your location. You have to have a website.
Absolutely. And now what they're saying as well is our mobile devices. I actually just emailed you today, and I don't know if you saw, for the travel magazines, on people are, you'll like this, Kent, people are wired in to get travel, to go somewhere, to get unwired. So you have to be wired to get unwired, right? But they're really using the mobile device to do research, to find out what's going on. I guess this will probably play after the holidays. But yeah, I purchased quite a few Christmas presents on my phone. And then once again, it got me thinking about, why did I buy that Lenovo tablet laptop? And that would have been easier. My eyes are, as you can see in the camera, still got the glasses on, but I don't even have the time to go into my briefcase, pull out my laptop. I had my phone right there, and I purchased a couple of Christmas presents on Amazon, right on my phone. You know, and it's not how cool is that anymore. It was a matter of, I didn't want to get my lazy butt off the chair and go grab my laptop.
And I think even beyond that, you didn't even think about it, how cool it was. It's right. Just second nature for most people anymore.
Right.
Just how we do it.
And so you got a website now. Make sure it's mobile friendly. And if you're building it on the right platform, if you're on a WordPress right. platform, so to speak, there's plugins that automatically make it responsive. Mm-hmm. So think of some of the easy ways that you can get this done and the affordable ways that you can get this done. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about money for a minute. If you had a website out there, and Kent doesn't have any, but he's got a cool website, we know that, you know, spend a little investment on the website, because if you were a retail widget store and you're going to be selling some stuff, mm-hmm. How much do you spend on a build out of your business?
Right.
I mean, it could be $80,000, $100,000, $120,000,
sure.
But your storefront is online for everybody to see. So don't spend $500 putting a website together. You know, get it done with some professionals, professional mm-hmm. design. You know, make sure that you're in control of your website. And once again, where are we going to start with this website? We're going to have goals for what that website's going to accomplish.
Exactly.
You know. And now let's talk about digital media, because we only got, about 5 minutes left. So we're going to probably have to cut this into two parts of a show. But the big thing I wanted to get across today was we're starting with your strategic marketing advertising plan. We want you to be making the steps forward that you need to make. And part of that is, once you have a decent website, you can start marketing on digital. Now, why did I say it that way?
Because it's absolutely imperative to have the website that does what people expect it to do. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand Google in particular, which is the largest search engine, of course, by far, mm-hmm. that's what they're all about, is the user experience. So if the user gets to your website and doesn't find what you said it was, next time it'll be much tougher for you to be found.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's even if you're paying money, right?
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
You could be paying for these clicks, getting these impressions, mm-hmm. and you're turning off the user experience. So at MDI Marketing, we're a Google partner, and we truly understand what's going on. So that's one thing that we would cover, and anybody should cover, is making sure that website is done right and mobile friendly. That's a big deal right now. Make sure it's responsive.
That's right.
The first thing that we talk about when we talk about digital marketing, because I can laundry list some real quick, and I'm going to go from bottom to top, but anything from social media content, reputation management, search engine optimization, search engine marketing, mobile fencing, yada, 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 geo-targeting, that's half the list. So where do you start with this? Let's go to the top half. We believe we prioritized it the right way. Many years ago, Kent, if you had to look up a phone number, where did you go? The Yellow Pages. It was a directory. And if we really look at the user behavior right now, we're looking stuff up.
Right.
That it's a directory. And now it's a crazy cool directory, because it can do video and it can do audio, right. and it can do sure. so much stuff. But this truly is the Yellow Pages of now. And for all of you that are spending a lot of money in the Yellow Pages, and I'm sure there's going to be a few Yellow Page people are not going to like this comment, but we don't even have it in the house anymore to boost the kids up. It doesn't. If that's the only use for it left, we don't have it there. It is going away, as Kent holds up his devices right now, and he can't pick up his entire mixing board, but he's got five or six in front of him.
That's right.
And Becky and I each have two with us right now, apiece. So the devices for looking things up, the great electronic digital Yellow Pages, if you will, to me is Google.
That's exactly right. And I think that that's really what we believe, is everyone needs to be there in search, at least, because that's where people are going. So be top of the query for your competitors. That's where we want you to be. That's our goal, is to get you there.
Mm-hmm. And now if we go back to the beginning of the conversation, why wouldn't we use some of these same goals in marketing as we would do in PPC, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we will.
Right.
We absolutely will.
So we wouldn't start just say, okay, so Becky says, we know you have to be there, but where do you have to be there? If you're a dentist or a storage unit, I'll just use a couple of examples. I don't know if I'm going to take my stuff in storage and take it over to Airway Heights when I live in Green Acres.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to search a storage unit place. Now, here's where this yellow page is a super cool. It's only going to give me the ones that are going to be in my area. Did your yellow pages do that? They gave you everyone. You had to find who they were. This does all the work for you. It sounds like an infomercial, as I said that. It slices, it dices, and boy, does it catch fish. So what we really like to do is start from the beginning and make those the goals. Pay-per-click, PPC, write that down. Do your own research on it. This is something you can do on your own. You don't need MDI.
That's right. You can do it on your own. You can be effective with it. It's pretty complex. It's getting more complex. Mm-hmm. So you might want to get some help with it, but you definitely should look into some sort of search.
Yeah, and if nothing else, research it so when you do talk to a company that does this professionally, you know what they're talking about. Do not make this from an angle of fear anymore. I got to be there. I'll just do it. Well, let's say you start doing it on your own, and you are a dentist on the north side, and you find out all your ads were running in Airway Heights. How's that going to make you feel?
Exactly.
So, you know, there's definitely some strategies that we have with pay-per-click and PPC. But once again, that is number one where we'd want you to start. We're going to also talk a little bit about targeted advertising and some retargeting, but we'll do that on the next time that we get together. But right now, search right now on Google. Mm-hmm. Just search different things and find out. You search your competitors, of course.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a great place to start. You know, search and see who comes up. Like you said, we'll get into things like SEO, which is search engine optimization of your website, which is going to help you place organically. But all of those things factor into where you come up. So. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely start there. If you're not coming up anywhere on the first page before you scroll, you might want to think about doing something about that.
Absolutely. And so keep that in mind. You know, think about the way you're going to grow your business. And this is a wonderful, not a gold rush, but a wonderful new media channel. And if you've played with it a little bit and you got afraid of it, ask for some professional help. If it's scaring you a little bit, ask for professional help. There's a lot of us out there listening to this station that we will help you at least get on the right track. So PPC, business plan, it's imperative. It's imperative to do it the right way. So when you are ready to what we call when the rubber hits the road and you're out there marketing, you're marketing to your customers and not everybody else's, and you're not wasting a ton of money. So, okay. How much time do I have? We're done? He's telling me we're done. Thanks again for coming out. I'd like to thank Becky Whitney.
Thanks for having me, John.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank Kent Adams over there with all his hand motions. Thanks for joining us here at Digital Media. I'm John Grisco with MDI Marketing. If you have suggestions, you can reach me at SpokaneTalksOnline@gmail.com.
Digital Media is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask John a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.